A very good morning, everybody, on this beautiful summer day. Summer is supposed to be upon us. We've had a taste of it already. And with summer comes lots of activities. Last Sunday we had a successful fishing weekend. There was lots of happy, smiling children and a few happy, smiling adults as well, rejoice with the children catching fish. It was really good. Next Sabbath, we won't be joining together in a hall like this because we have the men's weekend. So that's another activity coming up. And I know at least half of you may be thinking, what actually happens at those men's weekends? Well, we're not really allowed to tell you. A week and a half ago, we had a men's study. And guess what the topic of the study was? The upcoming men's weekend. And we talked about our expectations and our goals and what we were looking forward to and what we really wanted to happen at the men's weekend. And all of the men were encouraged to bring a scripture to the men's study. And so while I can't really tell you much about what happens at the men's weekend, I can give you a taste by sharing one or two of the scriptures that were mentioned at the men's study last week, or a week and a half ago. So during this last week, this sermonette really is directly a result of me reviewing and meditating upon my notes from the men's study. So one of the scriptures that was mentioned there was Proverbs 27 verse 17. So this was mentioned. So probably there's one or two men that know already what that scripture is because they might have been ones that had it on their list to share that at the men's study. Proverbs 27 and verse 17. It says, as iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. Now, I would say if I just asked straight out, how many appreciate a sharp knife? I'd have lots of hands raised. Last Sunday at the fishing day, I know it was very appreciated to have some sharp knives when those fish came in, right, to be opened up and take out all the insides, right, to be gutted so nice and cleaned. It's really appreciative to have a sharp knife. I know you ladies in the kitchen, and that might sound a little bit sexist. Guys, I realize some of you like to be in the kitchen as well sometimes. But when you're in the kitchen, you really appreciate having a sharp knife, right? When you can use a sharp knife. So we appreciate a sharp knife. I like to quote from regarding this verse from the Ultimate Cross-Reference Treasury, a note from them. This is the upscaled Treasury of Scriptural Knowledge. Now, some of you may be more aware of this. But the note here, it says, as iron or steel will bring a knife to a better edge when properly whetted, so one friend may excite another to reflect deeply, furnish useful hints, and invigorate and improve each other by mutual intercourse. Now, mutual intercourse is a phrase we probably use very often in our everyday language, but it's talking about our conversation, but it's our conversation on a depth, on a deep level, talking. And what are we doing in that conversation? We're exciting one another. Maybe even, sometimes when you're excited, there can even be a couple of sparks, and people are excited, and they're reflecting deeply. Well, this is part of what happens at our men's studies. And it's part of what was one of the things mentioned that we want to be looking forward to happening at the coming men's weekend. We're already in Proverbs 27. Let's go to verse 9. It says, ointment and perfume delight the heart. And I think all of us can, the imagery, ointment and perfume delight the heart, and the sweetness of a man's friend. So, and the sweetness of a man's friend does so by hearty counsel. You notice it says hearty counsel. It's not, okay, this is the three points I want you to think about that you really messed up on. It's this hearty counsel. It's really boosting up and really invigorating. Right? Exciting one another to reflect deeply and to think on a depth. Let's go to another proverb. The proverbs are just packed full. There were actually more verses from the proverbs that I'm not using today because this is a sermonette. There's many, many more, but let's go to this one. Proverbs 15, verse 23. It says, a man has joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good it is. How good it is. Now, some of the men were thinking at the men's weekend that they're really hoping that they can give some of those words. Right? A man has joy by the answer of his mouth, and they think, oh, if I could only have a word spoken in due season, how good it is. But also at the men's weekend, we're really looking forward. I know I am. Maybe I should speak for myself. But I'm looking forward to hearing some of those words fitly spoken by others. And I can just sit back and think, how sweet it is. There's some of those beautiful words. As I said, we could go through many proverbs, because the proverbs have lots of these type of encouraging words. You may be, and hopefully you can think of some yourself, but the words that we use, and we encourage each other. We help each other actually just think on a depth and a level and invigorate each other. I would like to go to Hebrews. We've been studying Hebrews a lot, and my mind keeps coming back to Hebrews, which is a great thing. So if you go to Hebrews 10 with me, Hebrews 10, and in verse 24, it says, and let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. So what happens? What happens at the men's study? What happens at the men's weekend? Well, some of this. We're stirring up love and good works, helping each other. But this is not limited, is it, to the men's weekend? Because there's also ladies' weekends where the same thing happens. But it's any time we come together and we stir each other up to love and good works. It happened last week, right? Last Sabbath it happened. It happened the next day at the fishing day. And I know God is going to bless this coming weekend activities, next Sabbath, that this will happen, stirring each other up to love and good works. You notice it says here, it says, and let us consider one another. Again, I like to quote from the Ultimate Cross-Reference Treasury, and it says, to observe fully. And that's quoted straight from Strong's definition on this observe. It says, regarding consider, to observe fully. And then it carries on, it says, so to observe fully, take careful note of each other's spiritual welfare. To consider each other, to take careful note of each other's spiritual welfare. Now we don't know the impact we have all the time, always. Sometimes just smiling and saying hello can make a positive impact. And there's other times where we have opportunity to actually go to a deeper level, like that iron sharpening iron, which many of the men are looking forward to happening at the men's weekend. And then all of us can tune in for the Sabbath service in various places. I know that some of the ladies are planning to get together in groups already to do that. To observe fully, take careful note of each other's spiritual welfare. So, if you've ever been wondering, you're thinking, what happens at that men's study? What happens at the men's weekend? These scriptures explain it that we've gone through today. We stir each other up to love and good works. And we all have the opportunity to encourage and excite in our mutual exchanges. We can all stir up love and good works.